Investigation and Interview 2 Part A Micro-Listening
Communicative Function Identifying Details Drill 1 You're going to hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. After each conversation, a question will be asked about what you've heard. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Hello, Mary. Nice to hear your voice. Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I just want to know how you and Mom are.
Why does Mary call her father?
2. How's Bob?
Oh, he's okay. He enjoys his work in his company. Last week, he was given a raise by his boss. We are very pleased about that.
Why is the woman pleased?
3. Will you be free sometime today?
I have an appointment with Dr. Blake from 6 to 9 this evening, but I'm free after that.
When is the woman free?
4. Did you ask Maria or Kate to type the report?
Neither. I did it myself.
Who typed the report?
5. I'll be in San Francisco for the next 2 weeks. Will you see me there?
I have to go to Los Angeles first, but I'll meet you there next Saturday.
What does the man have to do first?
6. Are you doing anything special tonight, Jane?
Oh, my mother's going to New York to visit my sister, and I have to drive her to the airport.
What will Jane do this evening?
7. Hello, Maggie. This is Bill speaking from the office. Is Laura feeling better today?
Oh, yes. She's much better now. But the doctor says she'll have to stay in bed for a day or two.
Where is Laura now?
8. Look, it's going to storm. Take my umbrella.
I have a raincoat in my office. Thanks anyway.
Why doesn't the woman take the man's umbrella?
9. John, the Grand Theater is showing Star Wars. Shall we go and see it?
I don't feel like going out tonight.
What does the man mean?
10. Did you have a good time last weekend?
Yes, I did. I visited my friends in a small town near New York. We had a potluck supper there.
How did the man spend his last weekend?
Drill 2. You're going to hear a passage. It will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and supply the missing words in the blanks.
Kathy is 18 years old, and she is leaving school in May. She often goes to the Careers Advisory Office for advice. Kathy is looking for a job. She would like a good pay. She doesn't think much of the job in a supermarket, nor the job in a factory. It seems to Kathy that supermarket jobs are not well paid, and factory jobs are boring. So up to now, she hasn't found any job. Kathy is 18 years old, and she is leaving school in May. She often goes to the Careers Advisory Office for advice. Kathy is looking for a job. She would like a good pay. She doesn't think much of the job in a supermarket, nor the job in a factory. It seems to Kathy that supermarket jobs are not well paid, and factory jobs are boring. So up to now, she hasn't found any job. Kathy is 18 years old, and she is leaving school in May. She often goes to the Careers Advisory Office for advice. Kathy is looking for a job. She would like a good pay. She doesn't think much of the job in a supermarket, nor the job in a factory. It seems to Kathy that supermarket jobs are not well paid, and factory jobs are boring. So up to now, she hasn't found any job. Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue 1, A Court Investigation.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
A few months ago, there was a bank robbery in Stamford. The police arrested a man and a woman. They're in court now. Miss Dexter saw the robbery. She's standing in the witness box. The judge and the 12 members of the jury are listening to her. A lawyer is asking her some questions.
Now, Miss Dexter, you saw the bank robbery, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You saw a man, didn't you?
That's right. I saw him when he went into the bank and when he came out.
Now, look around the court. Can you see that man?
Yes, he's the man I saw.
He wasn't alone when he went into the bank, was he?
No, he was with a woman.
Now, look around the court again. Can you see that woman?
Yes, there. She's the woman I saw.
I see, Miss Dexter. Now, look at the man and woman again. This is very important. Are you absolutely sure about them?
Absolutely sure. They're the people I saw.
Now, Miss Dexter, what was the man wearing when he went into the bank?
I don't remember everything, but I remember his hat and his bag.
Look at the hat on the table. Is that the hat?
Yes, that's the hat he was wearing.
And the bag?
Yes, that's the bag he was carrying.
Do you remember anything about the woman?
Yes. She was wearing a blonde wig and black platform shoes.
How do you know it was a wig, Miss Dexter?
Because it fell off when she was running to the car.
Look at the wig on the table. Is that the wig?
Yes, that's the wig she was wearing.
And the shoes. Look at the shoes.
Yes, they're the shoes she was wearing.
Thank you, Miss Dexter.
Question number 1. What type of case is being investigated?
Question number 2. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question number 3. What is going on in the dialogue?
Question number 4. What is the very important thing mentioned in the dialogue that the witness must remember?
Question number 5.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and use the information you get from the tape to reconstruct the story.
A few months ago, there was a bank robbery in Stamford. The police arrested a man and a woman. They're in court now. Miss Dexter saw the robbery. She's standing in the witness box. The judge and the 12 members of the jury are listening to her. A lawyer is asking her some questions.
Now, Miss Dexter, you saw the bank robbery, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You saw a man, didn't you?
That's right. I saw him when he went into the bank and when he came out.
Now, look around the court. Can you see that man?
Yes, he's the man I saw.
He wasn't alone when he went into the bank, was he?
No, he was with a woman.
Now, look around the court again. Can you see that woman?
Yes, there. She's the woman I saw.
I see, Miss Dexter. Now, look at the man and woman again. This is very important. Are you absolutely sure about them?
Absolutely sure. They're the people I saw.
Now, Miss Dexter, what was the man wearing when he went into the bank?
I don't remember everything, but I remember his hat and his bag.
Look at the hat on the table. Is that the hat?
Yes, that's the hat he was wearing.
And the bag?
Yes, that's the bag he was carrying.
Do you remember anything about the woman?
Yes. She was wearing a blonde wig and black platform shoes.
How do you know it was a wig, Miss Dexter?
Because it fell off when she was running to the car.
Look at the wig on the table. Is that the wig?
Yes. That's the wig she was wearing.
And the shoes. Look at the shoes.
Yes. They're the shoes she was wearing.
Thank you, Miss Dexter.
Dialogue 2. What do you enjoy most?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and complete all the questions in the left column. Then write down the short answers in the right column. Excuse me, could I ask you a few questions?
Certainly, yes.
Could you tell me what you enjoy most in life?
What I enjoy most in life? I think I enjoy, a nice meal.
And what do you think's been your, or would be, your greatest ambition?
My greatest ambition would be to go to Indonesia and see the wonderful art and dances and music of that country.
Oh, yes. Fascinating. What's been your greatest achievement so far?
My greatest achievement? Well, far be it from me to say, but I think that I go back to the time that I got to Oxford. I was very proud of finding myself at such a wonderful, hallowed University of Learning.
Yes, I'm sure you were. What person do you admire most?
Winston Churchill.
And who do you get on with best of all?
My wife.
Oh, what was the nicest thing that happened to you yesterday?
Yesterday? Gosh, I must say my memory isn't it awful. Yes. My little girl came up to me first thing in the morning, and she said, "Daddy, you're the most wonderful person in the world."
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear. Excuse me, could I ask you a few questions?
Certainly, yes.
Could you tell me what you enjoy most in life?
What I enjoy most in life? I think I enjoy, a nice meal.
And what do you think's been your, or would be, your greatest ambition?
My greatest ambition would be to go to Indonesia and see the wonderful arts and dances and music of that country.
Oh, yes. Fascinating. What's been your greatest achievement so far?
My greatest achievement? Well, far be it from me to say, but I think that I go back to the time that I got to Oxford. I was very proud of finding myself at such a wonderful, hallowed University of Learning.
Yes, I'm sure you were. What person do you admire most?
Winston Churchill.
And who do you get on with best of all?
My wife.
Oh, what was the nicest thing that happened to you yesterday?
Yesterday? Gosh, I must say my memory isn't it awful. Yes. My little girl came up to me first thing in the morning, and she said, "Daddy, you're the most wonderful person in the world."
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Number one, the man is a person with little learning.
Number two, the man seems to have simple wants in life.
Number three, he seems to be quite a family man.
Number four, he is very much interested in Western culture.
Number five, he is probably rather patriotic.
This is the end of Lesson 18.
What can